My name's Brianne, like they said. I have six kids. Okay, I homeschool all of them. I have two bachelor's degrees. I have one in agriculture, business, science, and technology. The other one is in agriculture education, and I can teach all science education too. And when I had my fourth kid, I built a house by myself, did all the work. Whenever I had my fifth kid, I went back and got my master's degree in curriculum and instruction. And I do a lot of other things. In my community, I'm in charge. I do a whole softball program, and I sing on stage. I teach 52 music students. It's awesome. My kids range from 16 down to 4 years old, and we have a blast, okay? So I'm really excited to be here with you guys today because I love youth. Love them, okay? And in fact, like I have a secondary education degree. I went back and got my elementary as well, but elementary is just so that I got better at teaching my kids that were younger. I love young kids, but whenever they hit the teenage years, when they can like talk to me and we can have fun and we're like friends and doing all the things, I'm not always friends with my kids. They have to do hard stuff, but that's when it's my money spot. So being here with you guys today is super exciting for me. Okay? All right. So the first thing, getting to know you. I want you like just turn to your partner so I can hear it a little bit. How old are you? Where are you from? And have you been on any dates yet? Okay, so let's see, how many of us are 11 years old? 11? Raise your hand, 11? Okay, 12? Okay, 13? Okay, 14? Okay, 15? 16? Woo! This one's going to be so much fun for you guys. 17? Okay, 18? Okay, do we have 19-year-olds? Is that youth? Is that youth? No? Okay. All right, we're up to 18. Okay, so 16-year-olds, have you guys been on any dates yet? You have? How many?
Four.
Nice. Okay, have you been on a date yet? No. Mm-mm, no, okay. How about back here with the 17-year-olds? Have you guys been on some dates? Yeah. Okay, good. Uh-huh.
Three weeks ago,
five? Woo! Okay, I might have to have a separate class on that. Okay. Okay, so what is the purpose of dating? Okay, so the world gives us a whole different view on dating. Okay, but how many of you guys, hold on, ready? Right back to me. Here we go. I'll give you time to talk and stuff. But anyways, the world gives us a whole different viewpoint on dating. Okay? And quite honestly, when we find somebody that we like, it's comfortable to stay with that person, okay? But when you are between these ages that you guys are right now, I'm going to tell you, and if you're in a serious relationship right now, just like take this as a sign, don't be in a serious relationship right now, okay? I've made a mistake like that, like I had a boyfriend and whatever because it was comfortable and whatever, but like it's a mistake. You know why? Do you guys know why it's a mistake? Anybody have any idea? Yeah. Okay, everybody listen. Be real respectful. What?
It doesn't last.
Sometimes it does. I know people who are high school sweethearts.
That's true.
Right? Somebody could give you that. I'm going to play the devil's advocate on that. Right? What else?
Because people change a lot during their teenage years.
Okay, people change a lot during their teenage years, so maybe the person that you found, okay?
You lose opportunities to get to know more people.
That's it. That's what we're going to talk a lot about today is you lose the opportunity to get to know more people. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story. Since my children aren't here, okay, and my 16-year-old is cute. So all of you girls over there, I'm just telling you, he's adorable. But he sprained his ankle yesterday at his basketball game, and he's on crutches. My other daughter, who is also adorable, okay, she's right below him, okay, she has a level 3 sprain from gymnastics. So they're out for the count. Otherwise, they would be here with me right now. Okay, but I'm going to tell you a story, since he's not here, about my son. So he went to a youth conference a couple years back or whatever and met this girl, super nice. She's from Colorado Springs, okay? They start texting. I like it when my kids have social interactions with other people to get to know them and whatever. Texting, whatever. I don't, like, they don't need to live in a bubble, right? So they started texting. Everything's awesome. She actually gets them to read more, do things, do good things, whatever. I'm like, this is great. Okay, but after a while, because they were texting for like a year, guess what? It started to get more serious, right? Like, they talked about more serious things, like what, should we get married someday? Should we do this? Should we do that? Like, she was asking these questions, right? And so I was reading, and I'm like, it's all innocent, but, like, is it good for him, right? And guess what happened? Their texting took up a lot of time, okay? So, like, that was a lot of things, you know, whatever. So guess what happens? There's an opportunity cost when you're in, and it's huge. You guys have the world at your fingertips. You can do a lot of different things, right? But if you choose one thing, guess what happens? Something else has to go away, right? So if he spends a lot of time texting a girl, he doesn't spend time preparing for things in his future or building skills, right? Okay? Which you could argue is a skill, talking to girls, okay? But here's what happened. So I told him, I was like, hey, I think we follow, it's called Dear Teenager. It's a religious website put on by one of my friends. It's amazing. She does awesome stuff, okay? She talked about denying yourself at the end, okay? And she said, if you're in a serious relationship, deny yourself that comfort, deny yourself that stuff, and go and use your time to build skills, right? And so my son and I were starting to talk about that, and we're like, maybe you should consider, like, giving her the go-ahead. And he's like, okay, I'll think about it. But during this time, when he turned 16, I said, hey, you have to go on. This is our rule in our house, okay? So it's good to have rules because then you have to stick to it, okay? But our rule is once you turn 16, you have to ask a girl out every single month and take her on a well-planned date. None of this movies and makeout sessions. We don't do that, okay? You have to take her on a well-planned date, okay? All right? So why do I have my son do that? Why do you think I have him do that? Huh? To meet people? Yeah, that's one of the reasons. What else?
Develop the skills of communicating with other people.
Great, that's another one. What else?
Planning how to use your money.
Oh, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. I've paid for a couple ones because I helped him plan it, and they were really expensive, and I'm like, this is my dating. I can't have my 16-year-old do the same thing. But no, he's taking a girl to the Harlem Globetrotters next month, but I had to pay for it because I was like, I planned that one. I helped him. Okay, but anyways, so we have all these things like that can help us with dating, right? Well, this girl that he's dating, she's awesome. She's nice, right? She's amazing. She's wonderful, but taking up too much of his time. So guess what? When he started going out on those dates, his second date that he went out, the first one was okay, but it wasn't somebody like he'd want to take out like a ton more times. The second one, though, he was like, oh, wow, she was awesome. And I was like, what did you like about her? And he said, she was like bubbly and like exciting. And I was like me? And he's like, yeah, actually, she was fun. She was super fun. Okay. And he's like, I liked that. The next day, he wrote the other girl from Colorado Springs, and he said, hey, I'm preparing for things in my future and different things like that. I'm going to date, and I think you need to date too, whatever. She was awesome about it, right? Which also tells you a lot about a person, okay? But he didn't know what he didn't know. Do you guys know that statement? You don't know what you don't know till you know it, right? Okay? He didn't know he wanted that it's not a girlfriend, it's like a date but like in a future spouse, right? He didn't know he liked that quality. Oh, what? But what if he hadn't gone on that date? What do you think? He would have been stuck, right? He would have just thought, and then later on he would have been like, oh, shoot, I kind of like that, right? Okay, he should have known because I'm like that. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so anyway, so he continued to go on dates, and if he meets up with that girl at college and they still like each other and whatever, great. Okay, so here's my rule, okay? Here's my rule. Are you old enough to be married? Any one of you? Mm-mm. Could you put a ring on it? Beyonce? No, I'm just kidding. I don't like Beyonce. Whatever. Okay. Could you put a ring on it?
No.
And until you can, you can't have a serious girlfriend or boyfriend. You guys understand me? Okay? Because it only leads to heartbreak and wasted time. Okay. All right. Okay? If you don't agree with me, go home and just contemplate what I'm saying, okay? All right, next one. Dating helps you find qualities you like in a future spouse, okay? I've already talked on that a little bit. Eventually, it will make you a better spouse, okay? So how can planning for dates and different things like that help you to be a better husband or wife later on? Yes?
Because you can plan for dates with your spouse.
Thank you. How many of you guys I don't want to know. Don't say it out loud. Okay? All right? I don't want to know. How many of your parents go on regular dates? Okay. Actually, I do want to know. Raise your hand. How many of your parents go on regular dates, like planned out dates, like where they leave the house? Okay, good. I like that your parents are doing this. Okay? Two of your parents. That's great. Okay. All right. So here's what happens. Sometimes whenever you get into my stage of life where you have six kids and all the things that are on your plate, sometimes you're like, I don't have time to date, okay? I don't have time to do these things. But guess what? It's super, super important. And if you've done it when you're younger, you'll have awesome dates when you're older. Some of my friends, you know what they do for their dates? They just watch TV, eat dinner, and fall asleep. That's it. Okay? All right? That does nothing for your relationship, okay? Sometimes it's okay. But if you know how to plan awesome dates, guess what? You can be a better spouse. Yes? Okay? All right, next one. It helps you get to know yourself and what weaknesses and strengths you have and how to work on them. Okay, out of the kids who've gone on a date so far, okay? What have you learned about yourself? Like, what's a weakness? I want to know a weakness that you found in yourself by going on a date. Yeah.
I was very chameleon.
Everybody, respect. Here we go. Ready? Go.
So I just realized that I was willing to change a lot of things about myself for another person. And I drew the line, but it took me a second to realize that was something I was willing to give up for.
That's a real thing, okay? And whenever you notice those things, I always tell my kids, evaluate and then make a plan to improve, right? Who else? Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. That is actually really good. Like, so an overbearing woman. Take her out. I don't know. Okay, what else? Uh-huh. Yeah, yours. Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. I found that I like to plan it or take over for them. If they say, like, oh, what do you want to do? Then I plan it, and so I have to, like, take a step back and be like, no, they asked me, let them do it.
Sure. No. Sure. Yeah, that's good. Or you can find ways to mitigate that, because sometimes they really do need help. Right? Okay? But you can find ways to kind of like say, okay, like how to do it well, right? Uh-huh. Okay, now all these things that you guys have mentioned, okay? Because I mentioned in my description that this would help you to become a better business owner, a better person, all those things. We just talked about some better people things. How did those three things that we just talked about, noticing that about that yourself in dating, how can that make you a better business owner or employee later? What do you think? How can you, going from learning that you were a chameleon, take that into a business owner or an employee?
Just not taking a job that I don't really want.
Great. Because you might be a yes person, right? Oh, and you have a really nasty boss. And he's like, why don't you do all this work for free? And you're like, no, actually, I respect myself more than that, right? And you can stand up for yourself. But you've learned that about yourself, so you don't have to just hit it later on, right? Okay, how about yours? Somebody walking all over you, right? How can you take that into the business world or into like being an employee?
Well, when people push your boundaries, you have to be able to say no.
Right. When people push your boundaries, you got to say no, right? Okay. And yours, you want to be a little bit more like planning, especially when somebody's not doing their job. I have hit this one so much in my life, right? Where I'm like, whoa, I could do that better, right? Okay. So how do you mitigate that?
Like in a business, not taking over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Letting other people help you so that they can have the opportunity to learn and grow.
Great. Awesome. Look at all these lessons we're learning from dating, right? Do you think you would have known that without dating?
Definitely not.
No way. Uh-uh. Okay. And, we're going to talk about some more. Okay. I already talked about getting out of serious relationships. Okay. All right. This one's really important. We had another. Uh-huh.
Okay. I just have a question.
Yeah.
So you talk about like not getting serious relationships.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But what you want to future spouse unless you like actually like
sometimes, like, there's a difference between taking someone out and just getting another fun personality
sure.
that most people bring.
Yeah, oh, totally.
And actually having, like, serious conversations that you'll need.
Great point. I'm not opposed to multiple dates with the same person, like, you know, as you go through. But it's when it takes over a lot of your time. Like, I live in Aberdeen. It's small, okay? My son actually hasn't gone on one date with somebody from Aberdeen yet. It's been from, like, Firth and Pocatello, Blackfoot, American Falls, stuff like that. We haven't even had that yet, right? But if he wanted to go out on a date with any one of those people multiple times, I'd be okay with that. As long as there was boundaries of, like, don't waste too much of your time, right? Don't start saying I love you. Don't, like, get into those things where you can't take that next step, right? And the other part of that is you will have a time for that when you are ready to get married. So, like, when you're ready to get married, you can get into those serious, but because you have dated around and, quite honestly, had the ability to say, nah, this isn't for me, right? When you get into a serious relationship, there's so many people who get locked into serious relationships just because it's serious. They don't want to hurt the other person or whatever. But you can say, no, I know that there's other people out there that might be okay for me. And you can walk away from that. So what I'm saying is maybe put a pause on it and do it later, right? So, like, when you actually can get married, start doing that where you can actually date people for the longevity to see, like, are they good with kids? Are they, you know, good with, like, cultivations or whatever you want in your spouse? Does that make sense? Okay. Did that answer your question? Okay. All right. So there's another homeschool class on consumers and contributors. Okay. Do you guys know what these are? People who consume, people who contribute. Okay. So when you're in your dating life, and I'm going to hurry up because we have so many fun dates to plan. Okay. So we're going to bust through this. Consumers are people who take. Okay. So they're the people who act really nice. This is the people that you're talking about, you know, who can, like, put on a show for that first date and be, like, really nice and whatever. And then the next date, they're, like, yelling at you because you dropped a fry. I've never actually had that happen. But I'm just saying, like, right? They can act really nice and do whatever as long as they're getting what they want. Okay? Don't be that person. All right? Don't put on a show. Don't be a chameleon for somebody and just act nice when it's not who you really are, right? Actually be the person who contributes to a relationship where you're like, yeah, I would love to go with you and actually be excited about it, right? Okay? Also, the consumer is self-focused, okay? In dating, sometimes we can get, like, what can I get out of this? Like, how can I be happy? All those kind of things. But when you're dating, especially in this form, you want to learn how to focus on the other person, right? So instead of sitting on your phone while you're eating dinner and you're like, hold on, there's another reel or whatever, or like, oh, somebody called me, let me check it. Put down the phone. Don't be a consumer. Be a contributor. Like, leave it alone and say, hey, I want to have a conversation with you. I'm present with you, right? Does that make sense? Okay. Other ones, consumers tend to be mainly motivated by getting something, okay? When I was in college, this might be inappropriate for you guys, but there was a term called NICMU. Do you guys know what that was?
Yes.
Non-committal makeout session, okay? We're going to talk about it because we're talking about dating, so I'm just going to go there, okay? That is totally a consumer viewpoint, right? Okay, nobody else should do that. You shouldn't do that, okay? These are precious. Nobody else gets them unless I say so, right? So be a contributor. Allow people to do that. Don't go into those. You'll regret it. Okay? All right. Does that make sense, consumer or contributor? Anybody has any questions? No? Okay. So important qualities that you'll develop as you date. Humility, right? That's a big one. What happens if somebody comes up to you and you're totally not attracted to them? It happens. But they have had the courage to come up and ask you out. Okay? Or, on the other end of it, you have had the courage to go up and ask somebody, but they're just not into you. Okay? Are you going to take the risk? Are you? And what happens after that first one? Because it hurts. Right? It hurts bad. Are you going to ask somebody else out, or are you done?
We're done.
You're done! Oh, gosh. Okay? It takes humility. Here's what I want you guys to think. Listen to me. How many of you, if I put, oh my goodness, I don't know even who to put on it. If I put Carrie Underwood up on here, right? How many of you boys are attracted to her?
Not me.
I don't know. You don't know who Carrie Underwood is? She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Okay, boy, or for girls, let's see. Give me an actor.
Oh,
who?
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. How many of you guys are attracted?
I'm
Okay, okay. But not everybody, right? Not everybody. Okay, hold on, bring it down. This is the important point. Not everybody is made for everybody else, okay? You could be the most beautiful person in the whole entire world, and there is a guy that doesn't like you. Oh, my goodness sakes. Wow. Or you could be the handsomest, most chiseled, most awesome guy in the whole entire world, but guess what? There's a girl that doesn't want to go out with you. Oh, man. That can be a real downer, right? It takes a lot of humility to say this word, okay? I just wasn't for them, right? I just wasn't for them. This isn't where I'm at, right? And that's okay because someday you'll find your person. Can you guys do that for me?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Empathy. Empathy means like caring more about somebody else's feelings than your own. We've already talked about that. Self-control. Should we talk about self-control?
Yeah.
Okay. There are things in our lives, okay, that are awesome that you can use later. Okay? All right, I'm talking in the romantic sense. We won't go into it all the way. Okay? But there are amazing things. Your body is supposed to want them, to love them, to like be like, ooh, I totally want to kiss him. Right? Your body is made for that. But you have to use a lot of self-control to do it in the right place, at the right time, with the right person. Okay? Does that make sense? Control it. I promise. Okay? All right. A healthy self-awareness of your body and different things like that, okay? Nobody wants somebody who doesn't put deodorant on. There, I said it. Okay? Nobody wants somebody that's not showering and taking care of themselves. There, I said it. Nobody wants somebody who walks in with their, right? Like, haven't brushed their hair in days and done all that kind of stuff. No makeup, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you can be naturally beautiful. You can do whatever you want. So whatever your hygiene thing is. But nobody wants somebody who's smelly, and nobody wants somebody who doesn't take care of themselves, okay? In fact, on one of the dates, okay, listen up. One of the dates, I'm involved with a lot of youth, okay? And I was helping her get ready for something or whatever. Her date walks up, okay? He's scruffy. He didn't cut his hair. He is looking like he's wearing pajamas. And all that kind of stuff, walking up to this date that they're going on. A nice date. She's done her hair. She's like all nice, all the stuff. And I'm like, no. Disrespectful, right? You treat your date with respect by respecting yourself. Does that make sense? Okay? Hygiene. If you're not doing it, do it. Okay? Trust. You have to trust other people when you're in these situations, right? There's a lot of things where you're going to have to be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I will let you drive me somewhere. Or different things like that. And clear boundaries. This is important, right? Okay? We've already talked about two of those issues. Before you go into your date, you need to know, what am I comfortable with? What am I not comfortable with? Okay? In romantic ways, in like maybe the guy that you're with, he's like talking about other people all the time, and you're like, I don't gossip. I don't like to do that. Right? And so you're like, how's my boundary? How do I get out of that? Role play with your parents. Okay? Or how about some guy comes in, and he's like, I really want to kiss you. And you're like, wait a second. I'm not ready to kiss you. That's like way down the road, right? And you're like, but I kind of want to kiss him. But if you set your boundaries before, you can get out of those things without having regrets, right? And say like, nope, that's my boundary. I'm not doing that. Okay? So set the clear boundaries. All right. We've already talked about communication, resolving conflicts, and planning other things. Okay. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about before we get into planning actual dates, which is going to be so much fun. Okay? Online relationships. How many of you guys are on social media? Ooh, not very many. Okay. Okay. Are you guys lying to me, or is this really the section? What? You've deleted it all? Deleted it all? Okay. Okay. How many of you guys are online, like most, you know, like most days of the week, like online in some form, online, like Google? Anybody? Yes, yes, yes. Most of? Okay. Most of you. Okay, so what I'm going to warn you about is something that's been really prevalent with online dating and different things like that, okay? People, like I'll give you an Instagram story. So on Instagram, there was a boy who was just chatting. He got a message from a girl that was his age, right? Or she looked so. And she was friends with a couple of other of his friends, and she said that she was like a cousin to one of them or something like that, right? So he's like, oh, yeah, I know her. No big deal, right? Like, I don't know her, but like, I know of her. She should be safe, right? By the end of the night, he had actually committed suicide because that person had got him to send some pictures of himself and different things, put him in a really bad situation, and then blackmailed him, told him to go get a credit card from his parents, different things like that, okay? Really bad situation. Within 4 hours of him meeting that person to the end of his life, okay? His parents would have had no clue that it was going on. He didn't think it was a bad deal until he was fish hooked, right? Into this situation, okay? Super serious. It happens a lot of the time. In fact, if you want to know more about it and talk to your parents about it, there's a website called SOSA, S-O-S-A, okay? And they go and they find these creeps that hook these kids, okay? But what I'm telling you is you have to be very, very careful with online people that you don't know. You guys got me? On your social media accounts, you don't add people that you don't know. Like, if you can't physically see them in person at one point, you don't add them, okay? And if something goes outside of that boundary, you go and ask your parents about it, okay? Because I don't want any of you guys ending up into that. And you think, it won't be me. I guarantee that kid didn't think it'd be him either, right? And if anybody ever tries to blackmail you, if you ever are in one of these situations, is that the answer?
No.
No. What do you do? Even if they say they're going to kill your parents?
Tell your parents.
You go and tell your parents. If somebody tells you not to tell your parents, go tell your parents, okay? All right, is that enough on the dangers of that? Really bad, okay? Also, one more thing about that, like even like long-distance relationships or whatever, like when my son was texting the person, they got to know each other pretty well. But there's some things that are missing. Picking up on body language, facial cues, other conversational nuances. He might have liked her in texting, but when you get somebody in person, sometimes you're like, I don't know if I like that. Or like, wow, you're so much better in person, right? Okay, so try to do as much in person as you can. Okay, all right, and don't have unrealistic expectations, okay? The movies, dating's a lot different than what I'm explaining, right? Okay, don't have unrealistic expectations of what dating actually is, okay? Have it be more of a friendship, all right? And then move into those other dating things. Actually, the movies are wrong, like most of the time. So just don't do that. Ask your parents how that moves along into your college years. Okay? All right. So group activities or double dates. So I am from a religion that encourages this, okay, double dating and different things like that, group dates. But I'm going to tell you a story from when I was in college. Are you ready? I know. Okay. So I was like, I'm in college. I don't have to go on double dates now. You know, like, I can go do my own thing. Like, I could be married now. So I went out with this guy. And actually, he was a dud, okay? Like, he was not cute. And I went out with him as a courtesy. Like, it was like a courtesy yes. I'm just saying. Because it was my first semester at college. And I'm like, sure. He asked me. Why not, right? So he took me out, and we went pigeon shooting and all that kind of stuff. And anyways, it was fun. But he was a little awkward. You know, whatever. It's fine. So then we were in his truck on the way back. And do you know that he would not drop me off at my house, at my apartment? Mm-mm. It got kind of scary. And so I was like, what's going on here? And I, quite honestly, I didn't even know at the very beginning. Like it kind of goes over your head. You're not expecting it. And so I called my dad. And I was like, Dad, why this guy is sitting next, like he's like right over in the passenger seat. I'm like, Dad, this guy won't let me out. This guy was like socially inept because he just kept driving, doing all this stuff. And he's like, no, I'm not taking you home, whatever. And my dad's like, give him the phone. Anyways, but my dad, I was like, no, it's okay, I'll handle it. And I was like, let me out now or I'm opening it and I'm like rolling out, right? And finally, it was like another 10 minutes, which seems like an eternity with what I was dealing with. He let me out. Do you know I had to walk like 2 miles back to my house? Jerk, right? Okay, so no more courtesy yeses for me. But that was really scary. But you know what it taught me? Double dates are not just for like to keep you from doing something bad, right? Like romantically or whatever. They're actually safeties in number. Okay, so unless you know somebody really well, even when you start seriously dating, try to go on some group dates first. Try to go on some double dates because they're safety in numbers. Okay, always remember that. I hope that sticks with you. Okay. So, also on this group activities, it's sometimes really hard to get a double date. So this is the strategy that my son has been using with the double dates. So he asks a girl out. He says, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it on this date. Are you willing to come with me? And she's like, yes. And then he says, you bring a friend I'll bring a friend. So he brings a friend, so he knows somebody. She brings a friend, so she knows somebody. And then you don't have to, like, hook some, like, somebody else doesn't have to ask somebody out. Because it gets really hairy, right? And you have to really consider budget things when you bring somebody else, because somebody else might not be able to, like, take somebody out to Texas Roadhouse or something, right? Okay? All right, so that's a really good strategy to get people together. Tough conversations. We're just going to go over this really quick. Standards and limits. Make sure you know what your standards are. They might be different than my standards or what I have for my children, but make sure you know what they are. Have them clear in your head. Like, I'm not willing to have sex before I'm married. That's a standard. It's a boundary. So then you have to talk with your parents. What are the steps that get me to that point, right? Because you don't want to get right up to it and be like, oh, no, wait, I'm not going to do that. Okay? No. Know what your standards are and know what it takes to keep those standards. Okay? Abuse. If you are ever in an abusive emotional or physical relationship, ever, okay, you've got to get help, okay, and you've got to get away from that person. That's a serious conversation. Creeps posting as teens online, we did that. Okay, this one's another big one. We actually just had it happen in Aberdeen. Somebody sent a picture of their private parts to a girl, okay? So what happens is the law gets involved at that point. Do you know why? Because it's child pornography at that point, okay? So as soon as you send a picture of your body, okay, that is unclothed, it is child pornography. Did you know that? It's a federal offense. It can stop you from doing things in your future. It can, you can, get, there's a lot of consequences to it, okay? So don't do that, okay? Do you know that his picture, after he sent it to one girl, the entire high school somehow saw that? Do you guys want that? No. Also, be really careful with just even your own pictures online. If somebody sends you a picture back and it has your face on it, but something else is not working down here that's not the same, AI is a really awful thing, and people can use it to distort, okay, and to make pictures that look really bad about you. If that happens, go talk to the authorities and your parents as soon as possible, okay? All right? And just don't send any pictures that are revealing to anybody. Don't do it, okay? All right? And if somebody sends it to you, you have child porn on your phone now. You can be prosecuted, okay? So you need, if somebody sends it to you, you go immediately to your parents and you talk to them about it, and they can take it to the cops so that you are not the one that gets in trouble. Got it? Okay. All right. So we're going to go to, allow your parents to mentor you. Dating is a really tough process. Really talk to your parents. They really actually know what they're talking about. And if they don't know what they're talking about, find an aunt or an uncle that's really great at it. Okay. All right. Okay. Role play. We'll do that a little bit. Asking someone on a date, getting out of a bad date, saying yes to somebody asking you, declining a date, calling or a double or inviting a group. Okay. So, but we're going to do it with our dating activities. Okay. So date ideas. Are you guys ready for this? This is where it gets fun. Now, these date ideas are not just for dates, okay? You could use them for group activities. You could even use them for, like, your church activities. You could use them for anything. The more you get into planning these kind of things, the better person you're going to be, okay? All right, let's start with breakfast, lunch, and dinner dates. Are you guys ready? Okay, so here's an idea. Are you ready? And then I'm going to have you guys create one. Back in time. Go back in time before electricity was invented. Do everything without electricity. Okay, ride horses, walk, or ski for transportation. Okay, if you are indoors, use oil lamps, candles, or a fireplace for light. For your meal, cook using a fire pit or Dutch ovens. For entertainment, tell stories and play games around the campfire. Okay, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Okay, all right, here's another one. Cultural progressive dinner. This group, have you guys ever been on a progressive dinner where you eat appetizer at one place and that kind of stuff? Okay, this one, at every single one, like China is the first one, so you have like lo mein soup. The second one is Mexico, so you have burritos for your main course. And then you go to Thailand and you have mango sticky rice for your dessert, okay? And at each one of those spots, you have a ton of conversation, you're driving to different places and doing all those fun things, right? All of these things are encouraging you to talk to people, even though it's really hard, right? You guys got me? Okay, another one, dinner among spies. Okay, this date will require the help of a host. So, like, somebody has to be there to run it, okay? And they hand out cards at the very beginning before the dinner. During the dinner, you have 5 things on your card that you have to get somebody else to do. Now, this gets really difficult because they know that you have to get them to do something. Like, one of them. Get someone in your group to say, no more water, please. What would you do to in your group to get somebody to say that? all the time. Like, as soon as they, like, like, the whole time, like, you're almost annoying, right? And as soon as that, no more water, please. Check. Okay. So it just has things that you have to get them to do during the date, okay? All right, a beach picnic. Do you guys have a, you guys have a beach over here at Portneuf Wellness Center? Sort of? No? Okay. We have some over in Aberdeen if you want to borrow some. American Falls, Aberdeen. Okay. But you can go there, eat a picnic lunch, listen to music, play frisbee, build sandcastles, fish, canoe, swim, and play horseshoes. If it's allowed, have a barbecue at sunset or build a fire on the shore and tell its stories. Okay. All right. Also with these dates, have a start point, have an end point. Don't like let it like, oh, maybe we should go back and watch a movie at my house now. Huh? No, that wasn't part of the plan. Take her home. Okay? All right? So have a start, have an end, and that way it doesn't get awkward. Okay? All right. So now in this one right here, turn to your partner and say one, like, only one of you. We don't have time for both. One of you, give me a breakfast, lunch, dinner idea. You have 1 minute. Go. And then one of you will share.
Waffle House.
Share with your partner.
And cake.
Okay, give me an idea. Who wants to share? Okay. All right, everybody, here we go.
Okay, so something that my brother did, it was a lot of fun. But what he did, he went to a friend's house, and the mom was the judge. They were given ingredients for the food, and with Monopoly money, they had to buy their ingredients.
I love the Monopoly money. That's a great idea.
They could steal from the other date, and then they had the judge of who tasted the best.
Wait, like ingredients?
Yes.
No, that is cool. Did it turn out okay?
Yeah, they said it turned out good.
That was okay? Okay, okay, good. One more. Yeah.
Culver's.
What is it?
Culver's.
I can't hear you.
Culver's.
Culver's. Oh, like just taking them out to Culver's.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. So, like, if it was my son that said, hey, Mom, I'm just going to take him out to Culver's, okay? I'm going to say, oh, is that well planned? Has your date been to Culver's before? Could you make that, like, a little more interesting? How can we make that more interesting? When you go up to the like, Culver's person, could you speak in Pig Latin? I don't know Pig Latin. Okay? Could you do that? Or, as you're sitting in Culver's, could you guys have a people scavenger hunt as you watch people come in? Who has a green shirt on? Who has a girlfriend with them? And you take a picture. Be careful. That could get you in trouble. Or you just mark it off, right? You do a people scavenger. Do you see how that like livens it up? And then you have something to do. Otherwise, you know what happens? You order your food, you sit down, and you stare at each other. I have to talk to you about something, right? Like you have to, like it's awkward, right? But otherwise, now you have something to talk about. It spurs conversation. So always have the activity involved. Does that make sense? Yes? Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next section. Okay. Let me see how much time I have. Okay. Artistic and, oh, right here, movie, music, and dancing dates. Let me get out my phone here so I can share with you guys some more ideas. I've got them all on here. I didn't list them all on there. Okay, here we go. Okay, so think about it. You guys do your thinking really quick while I pull up my dating ideas. Think about a movie, music, or dancing date. Go for it. Okay, do we have an idea? Yes.
Cliff jumping.
How does that have to do with movie, music, and dancing? Are you playing music as you're jumping off that cliff?
Man, you dance while he's jumping off.
Okay, I'll allow it. Okay.
Karaoke night.
That's what I'm talking about. Karaoke night gets people totally out of their. Love it.
Just dance.
Just dance is an awesome one. Is that yours too? Uh-huh. Oh, I love that. Cliche movie bingo. Okay, love it. Okay, here's another one. How many of you guys, when you were little, made cardboard cars and drove into the movies and sat in it and stuff? What if your date was designing? Like, you had just, like, markers and different, like, papers and stuff, and everybody had to design their own cardboard car, and then you drove in and sat in for the movie. What do you think? Yeah? So much fun. So much fun. I've done that one before. Okay? How about a themed night? Like, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Frozen? What if you had a themed Frozen night and all the food was frozen and all that kind of stuff and whatever, and then you watched one of the movies at the end, right? Okay? All right, let's think of another one. Yeah, go ahead.
I love favorite movie, sharing your favorite movie, plus bringing, a ton of treats.
A ton of treats. So you like food.
Big group.
Okay, like a big buffet kind of thing going on. Okay, and then everybody gets to kind of share. Are you going to watch, sections of your favorite movie, or are you going to watch? What are you going to do?
It depends. Uh-huh. I think you could do a movie marathon. That would be a fun thing to do.
Okay, that's a lot of time with people, though.
Right.
Remember, start and end it.
Or just watching one of your favorite movies.
Okay.
It could be a whole group.
This is something that's going to be, I like that, where you're setting up other activities and people are excited about it, okay? Hold on, I can't hear you guys. Go ahead. Yeah. Love it. Dance lessons is one of them on here, where you go and you learn how to do it. It is so much fun.
Well, I was going to say, you put your favorite movie, everyone's favorite movie,
I love it. Pick it out. Watch it. Good. Yeah. Yeah, telling. Yeah. I love that. Do you see why that was a well-planned date, you guys? So what if I would have said, hey, I'm going to take you to a gas station, we're going to get a lot of treats, and then we're just going to go around and listen to music all night. Anybody excited for that? No, it doesn't engage your cortex. It's not great, okay? And quite honestly, that's when people get in trouble, when they go, burn things or spray paint stuff. That's what it is, because they're bored, okay? But yours... You have to add it a whole new level. It's like talking to people. You have to try to figure out who it is. It's like a game. Love it. Everybody be quiet.
You put it on a plate, and you have to play a song. They sort of kind of know.
Yeah.
You have to guess it, listen to it, and if they don't, the snatch your face with
a grin. Oh! Be careful with the dirty date. Yeah, because what if she did her makeup and stuff? Yeah, right here.
Then she'd be sad.
I know. Right here. I've seen this. And whoever gets wins.
Yeah.
I love it. Have you guys seen the mustache one? You put the mustache up on the screen and whoever gets a perfect on the actor mustache wins. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We did one where it was Sears Theater,
just
any kind of comedian thing.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Get people up and going. So you watch the movie and then you have to kind of play it out.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, another one that was really fun that we did one time is you had to actually make your own movie. Okay? Those are the best ones, right? Where you get out and you're doing, you're creating. It's so much fun. Okay, next one. Artistic and dramatic dates, okay? Drama. Usually we don't like drama on dates, right? Okay? What's your ideas on that one? What do you think? Give me some.
A Shakespeare play?
What? Go for it. Yeah, uh-huh. I love it. These ones are funny. Have you guys seen reels with this one where the husband and wife try to paint each other, and one of them usually is really good, and the other one's so fun. It's so fun. Okay, another artistic or dramatic date. Anybody? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I love it. I sing really well, actually. And I'm usually the lead in all of our musicals that we do. So I've been Maria on The Sound of Music and all the things. Anyways, but I could totally see you taking one of those scenes and then just reenacting it together. So much fun. If people aren't willing to do these fun things, you know you want to get rid of them too. I'm just telling you. Okay? All right. Okay, let's do another one. Nature and animal lover dates. Oh, what do we got there? What do you think?
Go to a park.
What are you going to do?
Play games.
Okay, so, all right, you guys, listen. He said, go to a park and play games, okay? So if I was a girl and he was like, hey, Brianne, I think you're so cute. I want to take you and we're going to go to a park and play games. And I'll be like, okay. You know, like, that's fine. Sounds fine. But this person who, like, is like, oh, is that going to be a good date? Am I going to waste my time? What do you need to tell her? What kind of games are you playing? What are you going to do? Plan it out.
The fun. You would need, yes.
What? The
you
fun
need,
guy.
You need it to be a group date.
You want it to be a group date? So are you going to play, like, are you going to play, like, potato sack races? Are you going to do board games?
Card games.
Okay, so we're going to play card games. I'm going to bring the cards.
Sorry, yard games.
Yard games. Okay, so, and is she going to bring one? Like, hey, can you bring, do you have any yard games at your house? Could you bring some? Okay. So do you see how this planning thing works?
Yes.
Okay. All right, on this next one, we get to role play. Uh-huh.
You
I love it, like a botany type thing where you go through. That's actually really fun. I love that. I've had to take 4 plant identification classes in college. Yeah, back then I thought it was a snooze, but now I think it's great. Okay, are you guys ready for the role play? I need one boy, one girl. Up here, let's go. Come on, yeah, come on. Get up here. Come on, one boy, come on, let's go, come on, okay, all right, I'm going to let the boy take the lead on this one. Now, listen, I know we're all princesses, you girls, I know, okay, I know we want to be asked. Who wants to be asked on a date, right? I want to be asked. Do you guys actually want to do the asking? No, I want to be asked, but guess what, we live in a world where there's some schmucks. All right, and they're not asking whether they're afraid or whatever, and they might actually be a good person, okay, but they're scared. So don't be afraid to ask, okay? Take the wheel. If you're not getting asked out on dates, start the group stuff. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, here's your stuff you have to ask her on a date. Are you ready? Sightseeing, shopping, and downtown dates. Downtown Pocatello! Here, let me give you some ideas. Okay, here we go. Ready? So,
play a game of cards.
Outfit suit.
Not good at this. Music park.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Can I take her somewhere? Okay, go for it.
All right. But wait, where's in the music park? Because you can't just
Lagoon. You can go to Lagoon. Be sure to take sunscreen, take jackets, eat one of the food establishments in the park. Yes, go for it. Okay, here we go. He's got one. You ready?
What's her name?
Ask her.
You can't just wait.
Oh man, you know what? Okay, so two nights ago, my son went to his basketball party. Do you know basketball party? His game. Okay, do you know what his assignment was for me?
What?
Okay. No, not ask somebody on a date. That's really forward. No, I'm just kidding. So what I said is, you have to find one girl from the other town that you are willing to go up and talk to, maybe get her number, maybe she's a potential future date, whatever, okay? Because if you have the same pool of people that you're always pulling out of, guess what? It gets really boring, okay? Like this area right here, y'all should be getting everybody's numbers. And you guys should talk to each other, not like text each other. Remember, that wastes your time. But you should say, hey, I want to go on a nice, well-planned date. It doesn't mean we have to be boyfriend or girlfriend. This is awesome. We're just going to go have some fun. Are you willing to come? And they're going to be like, this is awesome, okay? So things like this. You're always having to go out, put yourself out there, meet new people, okay? If you're not meeting new people, get some more activities. Have your parents take you someplace. And do you know that 3 of his dates have been my friend's daughters? Just so you know. Okay, all right. Go for it. Ask her name.
All right. What's her name?
Avery.
Avery, nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, great.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
7 o'clock Friday night. Okay.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Is
that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Did you guys change the phone number too? Oh, yeah. I said. Yes. Change that. All right. Now I'm going to
park. Yeah.
Don't stand me up. All right.
Okay. Hold on. Very good. Okay. Do you have any questions after that?
Yeah.
Like,
what's your name?
All right, so we're gonna play this just a little bit different. Okay, I'm gonna help you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So I walk up. Hi. My name's Brianne.
Nice to meet you.
My name's Seth.
Nice to meet you.
And your name is
Avery.
Avery, nice to meet you.
Avery, it's so nice that we met each other here today. Have you had a fun time today?
Super fun.
Did you notice that he went straight in for the date? like straight in for the kill.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Right? Okay. But what you want to do is like, hey, how's it going? Like, have you had a nice day?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, what's been your favorite thing at the conference?
Oh, being at the conference.
Being at the conference? Okay.
I mean, I'm homeschooled, so I don't get, you know, a ton of socialization.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Homeschooled.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can help you socialize.
Great.
Yeah, let's go out on a date.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Natural.
Let's segue. Okay. So, and then you say, do you like roller coasters? What if she throws up on roller coasters and she doesn't want to go?
I'll puke on it.
Right? So, do you like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters.
Have you ever been to Lagoon?
Yeah, actually, I have.
I've never been to Lagoon.
Only once, though.
Like. Would you like to go with me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, how does next weekend sound? Are you free?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Great. Let's go down there.
So my date.
Good job, you guys. You did awesome. Okay, do you guys see how that worked out? Okay. All right, let's do another one. Next one. Educational and historical dates. Think about this one. Okay, I need two people. I need a boy and a girl up here. Let's go. I've got ideas for you if you need it. Hustle. Come on. Girl, come on. Run up here. And I need people waiting. Anybody, come on. Let's go, come on. Let's go, just do it, come on. It's no big deal. If you can't get out of that seat, how are you going to get on a date? Let's do this.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Ask her, what's your idea? Here we go, ready? You're going to do a current events quiz. So you guys are going to have, like, questions. You're going to develop questions beforehand. And then you're going to get together and you're going to have kind of like a scholar bowl kind of thing where you guys quiz each other and you have prizes for the person who knows the most.
Okay.
All right. Go for it. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready, set.
Go.
See. Hey, how are you doing?
Everybody listen.
Do you want to go to my IU faculty next Friday?
Sure. What's your name again?
Joe.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
And Iana.
Nope.
Iana?
Okay, hold on. I gotta stop this. Okay, are you ready? I'm gonna help it not be as awkward. Okay, how many of you shake each other's hands when you meet each other?
No.
You do? You do? Sometimes like, hey, how's it going? Okay, don't shake her hand.
Okay.
Just come up to her head like, hi, it's nice to meet you. Go ahead.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You got a really pretty name, but how do you pronounce it?
How do you pronounce your name?
Liana.
Ah, Liana.
That's a really pretty name. My name's...
That would be a pretty name. My name is Justice.
Nice to meet you, Justice.
Hey, would you like to go out on a date with me next weekend?
Would you like to go on a date with me next weekend?
Sure.
We're going to do a current events quiz.
A current events quiz.
And we'll team up with another couple and go back and forth and ask questions, and whoever has the most points at the end wins a prize.
And we're going to team up against another couple and ask questions, and whoever wins get a prize.
Would you like to come?
Do you like to come?
Sure. And then you start talking about current events and stuff, and then he gives the time and the date of the stuff and goes back. Does that make sense? Good job. Okay. All right, I only have 4 more minutes. I'm going to show you guys the rest of these categories. If we have more time, I'll do one more role play, okay, or I'll sum it up. Okay, outdoor recreation dates. These ones are so fun. Kayaking, rock climbing, doing stuff like that, okay? Next one, indoor recreational activities like geronimos or like going to, like give me some more. Randy's tumbling. What? Mini golf. Oh, like Outer Limits and stuff like that. Uh-huh. What? What is it? Rollerblading? Oh, I love rollerblading. That one's so fun. Wrestling. No wrestling. Okay. Summer gonna get wet dates. Okay. What? The water park. You go to the water park? Okay. Think free. How about having a water balloon fight or something like that? Or you have a big slip and slide or something like that. Okay. Cooking dates. These ones are so fun because it's dinner and an activity all put in one. We did, huh? Yeah, make your favorite dessert, right? Share it all with people. Uh-huh. Everybody be quiet.
If a certain amount of money, you go to a store and then you buy the ingredients and you have to make it.
I love that. I love it.
You can do a cook-off.
I love that. Uh-huh, so good. Holiday dates, okay? These ones are really fun when you do themed dates, okay? Like, Valentine's Day is coming up. What would you guys do for Valentine's Day? You got an idea. Do you have an idea over there? You. Uh-huh. No?
I had an answer that you wouldn't like.
I won't like it. Uh-oh. You'll have to tell me afterwards. Okay? I have Valentine's Day.
You can heart attack someone.
Heart attack. Go and do service. Ooh, I love that. I have that one as a whole section. But doing service for people is awesome. You really know something about somebody when you do service. Yeah. What is it? Yeah, you could. You could go on baptisms and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay, service dates, okay? So, like, let's say my son has a responsibility in our church to go and he has specific widows and people who don't have husbands there to go and shovel the snow, right, off of their walkways. Okay? What if he's like, he called up somebody, he's like, hey, I'm going to go shovel the snow. Would you like to come with me and then I'll take you out to breakfast afterwards? What would you say? Shoot, yeah. I'm telling you, if you saw his picture, you guys would be like, call me now. You guys can leave your number. Okay? All right? But here we go. Scavenger hunt dates, okay? Scavenger hunt dates are so fun. Anytime you can gamify an activity, people eat it up. Who likes playing games in here? Better be everybody. Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? All right, next one. Getting to know you games and party starters. If you don't know your date really well, like if it's like somebody that's kind of new to you or like you met them here at the conference, but you're like, I'm going to ask them on a date, but you're like, I don't know anything about them. It might flop and that's okay, but do some getting to know you games, right? Like what is a getting to know you game that you could play? Anybody? How about put some things about yourself? How about the music one? That was great. Or put some things about yourself in a jar. Everybody pulls it out and they're like, this person has 3 cats but really likes dogs. Who is it? Right? You can figure out a lot. Group games. Have you guys ever played Capture the Flag?
Yeah.
Okay. Super fun. Get a whole group together. Go and do it. Right? Card games, board games, and other dates around the table. We have a lot of bad weather here. Right? If you have to go inside, have some really fun games. You could build an igloo. If that's your thing, go for it. We ski a lot, so like sometimes we'll take somebody skiing with us or doing something like that. You could even like just ski in the fields if you guys have a field next to you, okay? All right, that's all I have for that. Let me see. We're all done, I think. Yep, okay, so what I wanted to tell you guys is dating is not just what the world tells you it is, okay? It's not just going and trying to find your future person, okay? All right? Or going and satisfying your desire of kissing somebody or whatever. That's not what dating is all about, okay? Dating is all about getting to know yourself, getting to know the other person, building great qualities of yourself, okay? And becoming the person, like, so my son, when he found out that he really liked that about that other girl, guess what he did in himself? He said, you know what? I wonder if I'm like that. I wonder if I could be more like that, right? And then you start building good qualities. You start becoming a better person. But if you use dating the way the world does, guess what? It doesn't help you a lot, right? So date wisely.
Also, I kind of a thing, if you have a trip to the dump with your girlfriend, that's not a good sign.
Oh.
You might get dumped.
It's okay. Yeah, but you shouldn't be seriously dating so you won't get dumped, right? It's just one date. Like, who cares what happens next? Uh-huh.
My mom has always told me to end the date when you're having fun. Sometimes when you're having fun, you're like, oh, I want to go longer, even though the date's supposed to be done. But if you end it now, then you end on a high note. And there's been
totally.
Lots of dates that I've gone longer, and then I wish I had it because we did something and something happened.
Yes. It's a classic mistake. You're having so much fun, and you're like, I want this to end. I love this. And let's go to my house and watch a movie, or let's go do this or whatever. And you're like, ooh, I should have been done, right? Okay, all right. I just want to tell you guys, I love dating. It can be scary. Okay, it takes a lot of humility, but it will make you a better person. All right. Are there any questions? Everybody, whoever wants to go can go because we're done. But if you have any questions, you can ask them. Thanks.
Yeah. So if a guy asks you on a date, you tell him no. What are the forces?
Ooh.
Okay. So
I've been wondering about that.
So when do you mean he forces you? Do you have to like actually leave with him, right? Like, are you gonna like
somebody like?
Like, does he guilt you into it? Is that what you're saying? So, like, he... So, that's called manipulation, right? Like, when somebody manipulates you, and it's called manipulation. All right? So, if you feel like you're, like, in this spot, like, let's say, okay, so, like, a lot... Like, sometimes if you want to say, like, to be into a relationship, the girl will be like, I'll kill myself if you don't say okay. It's manipulation, right? Okay? But it's really... It's hard on people, right? So, if somebody's like, well... You just think I'm awful or ugly, whatever, because you're probably saying that, whatever. No, so what you say is, because you know, right? I'm just not the person for you. You can find somebody else, but us spending time together doesn't serve either one of us. Do you see how that answer goes?
Yeah.
It doesn't put them down or be like, I'm just not attracted to you, right? That's me. But if you say, hey, this just doesn't serve us, I need something else, you should serve
us.
Good. Are you ready to go on dates? Yeah, it's hard sometimes. It really is. The pitfalls of dating are real.
I got out of a serious relationship.
Good for you.
Now dating.
Yeah. Really typical. Yeah, it is. Well, part of it is because those serious relationships are really comfortable, and especially when you've been in one, like, there's still part of your heart that's with that person, right? And so, like, sometimes you're like, oh, well, I just don't like, I had a serious boyfriend, and, like, where I'm from, are you a member of the Church of Christ Latter-day Saints? Okay, so where I'm from, I was the only member, okay? And so going to dances and different things like that, I didn't get asked. So I had to ask people to meet me.
I don't know. We just got her a new boyfriend.
I had a boyfriend.
She didn't have one,
I guess. And I had somebody go with me.
If you can't find her, I can.
I remember whenever my shift started, like my priority started being his goals and my
whatever you want.
Like, I didn't want to go to BYU guys anymore.
Thank
you. Stay back in Illinois and all that kind of stuff. And he was a member, so he can take me to things like that. I wasted a lot of time, right? But I did learn a lot. You can always learn. Like, God always teaches you things.
A lot more than I wanted to.
I know. Yeah, there's other things that can happen in serious relationships, right, that go into that as well. But move past that. And,
it's on the stage.
Like, heal your heart.
Where?
So, I did not get over him until I met my husband. It was crazy. But you have no idea how those people infiltrate. That's why it's so important to, like...
Well, I gave, like, everything. So now I'm, like, drained of all right. of that. But anyway, Your son should teach the guys where I live.
Where do you guys live at?
I need to do it better.
Oh, my nephew lives up there.
Oh, yeah?
Right yeah, he does. His name's Andrew, but, yeah, he goes to school. But, anyways, yeah. No, we're working on it. In fact, my stake, I told them that I was doing this, and my stake president is, I'm doing it for our entire stake. So maybe I'll start reaching out, because I think more kids need to know about it. So here's an example. Okay, so this actually happened. So I teach all these kids. I teach music lessons, right? And one of the girls has liked my son in the past, right? But she was in a serious relationship, and the guy that she was with had actually had, you know, like, sexually active and different things like that before. And I asked her, I was like, why are you in this relationship? Like, why do you want to be with this one? Like, because she was being serious, right?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody has messed up, I'm not saying, like, oh, no. What I'm saying is, like, don't get in a serious relationship, because that's what happens when you're not ready to get married, right? And so, anyways, she's like, well, I just, you know, like, that's what we do, you know, whatever. And I was like, well, this is what my son's doing, right? And she's like, you know what we would call him if we were at school? And I was like, what? She's like, a hoe. And I was like, okay, number one, you can't call a boy a hoe, okay? That's wrong terminology. Yeah. Number two, I'm his mom, you shouldn't tell her. And I was like, and number three, you're the problem. And she's like, what? I was like, you're the problem. I was like, you're a member of our church. You know the standards. And I was like, yeah, and you know that you're not supposed to be seriously dating right now, because you need to build you, right? This is the time you get to be a little selfish and build yourself, right? And she's like, what? And I was like, really, like, branch out. Do it. Do you know that she came back the next week, and that's what she's going to start doing? So it just takes a little bit, and it just takes more people, because right now our culture is so, like, I text you, oh, we're, like, together now, right? Like, or... oh, you called me? Oh, we're going to get married. You know, like, whatever. Like, it's so attaching, right? And we have to break those attachments and just say, no, like, I just want to get to know you as, like, a human being. And then if we go on another date, great. But if not, that's okay, too. You know?
And that's how, like I was dating. I realized a couple of months ago that I've dated far more than any other people. Like, sure. I was going on dates with different guys all the time.
Sure, yeah.
And I was kind of in a serious relationship with this guy all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just kind of weird because it was a good relationship. Like, all the things that you're kind of talking about.
Oh, not after high school. Wait, yeah. Okay.
So it's just weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'm now I'm like, I want to go on dates, but I don't want to.
Yeah. Start with the group stuff. So start, like, start. But when you group date, Dallin H. Oaks has a thing about this where you, like, where we just hang out. I should have mentioned this. Don't just hang out. Okay? So, like, when you're like, hey, does everyone want to hang out at my house tonight? Don't do that. Okay? It's stupid. It's not planned. And everybody usually gets bored or something bad happens or people start doing stupid stuff. So, you ask somebody. Like if a guy's not asking you out, be like, hey, I'd really like to go on a date with you. We're going to have a party at my house. We're going to do this, this, and this. Be very specific, right? It's going to be from this time to this time. If you want to meet us there, it would be awesome, right? And then you say, I'm going to invite two friends. You invite two friends. Are you willing to do that? And then you get everybody together and you guys have a blast, right? So, anyways, start with that where you get, like, bigger groups together. And then the guys will start to, like, you'll start changing the culture where you are. But it is so hard to be a trailblazer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be that way. This should be the way dating is. But it's unfortunately.
I'm proud of you for teaching your son how to do that. Because I've had lots of guys that are like, what do you want to do on a day? Like, and they don't plan it. But,
totally. Yeah. I will not raise that.
Good job.
You guys can all write down your numbers right there. I'm not even joking. I'll have
actually,
to call you. I'm serious if I can be.
I would love to.
Yeah, here, I'll put it down right here. Let me. Because these are the things that you guys can't be afraid to do either. Like, how is he supposed to find? We live in a very small community. And a lot of the girls are on the no list for me. So how is he supposed to find different girls to go on a date with if we, like, as parents, it's like a whole group effort. Like, hey, I have a 16-year-old. You want to go on a date with my 16-year-old? Great. You know? So, here. I don't have my... Do you guys have a pen?
I have a pen.
Yeah, grab one right there. There you go. Anybody who wants. There you go.
I'm not a date.
Okay. Do you guys have some questions?
I am mature.
Yeah, I am mature. Thanks for sharing with me. It's a real thing.
He's probably the worst day because they're horrible with time too.
He's 18.
He's literally like a Jack Vance. I think it was really good.
Yeah. But see, that's something like some other people, they would have been like, oh, it's okay, I didn't want to go to the dance. But to you, that was important, right? So you have to find somebody that that's important to, too.
But luckily, it was like she bought the ticket already, but then we missed the dance. So I never should have paid for it. So yeah. I was like,
okay. You missed the dance. You missed the dance.
And you missed the dance, and I really
I love it. That's great. That's awesome. Okay. You're awesome. Yeah. Oh,
that's what I needed.
You need to write this down?
Well, I don't know. I'm 18. I don't know if that's
you're
okay.
18? He's 16? I don't know. That's fine.
Like, I don't know.
Look, I'm
that's actually illegal.
No, well, that only is you think.
Infuriating to me. I turned 18. I used to go on dates all of the time.
Yeah.
I drew a bear.
It's not illegal. It's only illegal if you have sex with somebody.
I know. It's like I have friends, but I'm like with new people. I'm like,
which I guess, like with what you're saying, like girls aren't as like, but boys do have to be careful because if somebody would, like there's only two people. That's why group dating is super super important. Because somebody says we picked them up, we dropped them off, they were with us the whole time.
Yeah.
What are you gonna say, right?
Can I borrow your pen?
Yes.
I'll just let him know I'm 18.
Okay.
And it's his choice.
Just say I'm 18 and I'm really cute.
I'm really new.
Oh, no, I haven't. That'd be fun. Where's that one at? Okay. Oh, which my son took Amy Villacorta's lessons all last year. We drove up to Reston. It was great. But then she moved away and had a baby. She went to Montana. But my son loved her. Yes. She gave me her name last year. Really? Really?
Some of my closest friends come from there, though.
Okay.
So,
could
I
get your number and do this? Of course, yeah. Here we go. Let me see. Do I have something? I don't have anything. I don't have. Let me just write. Do you have your? Oh, just look. Yeah. I'm gonna see it.
and like a summary of what your class was.
Sure. You know what? Text me, and I will send you the summary of it.
Because you're being.
Can I write my name on on the dating list?
Yeah.
My son is gonna be like, what?
That'd be kind of funny.
Okay, here's the other thing though.
I'd love to be your dude.
Hey, can she use a pin over here?
Yes.
You're welcome. I love you. That would be really fun. And I'd like to bring my kids to that. They would have been here today if there weren't gimpies. They're on crutches right now. And it's in Utah? Okay. So fun. Okay. Yeah. I'm actually, like, I looked at all this awesome group of people here, and I'm like, I wish my kids were here.
No, I think I've met all of you guys there, honestly, before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. Good times.
My parents are kind of similar where we go on date every month.
Yeah, and the thing is, so like this is the thing, because you think once a month, oh yeah,
I need
no
a
problem.
Pen. I need a pen. We're going to do doubles.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, do doubles. That'd be great.
Just say, I want to do a double.
I'm a guy.
No.
I think you need to specify
my daughter and my son that are this age.
I don't think you should specify.
They both have.
What if he calls you?
Hello? I'm not kidding. They were coming.
Do they do any sports?
So my son did basketball. My daughter was in gymnastics.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
I have cousins who do soccer.
Yeah. I know, it's so crazy. This is like, yeah, it's so crazy. But they're both on crutches. Yeah, put your name down on there.
Okay.
And yeah, you guys can do doubles with them.
I need to get better. So what's funny is I've been on both
dates.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Yeah, sure. I did not plan.
Should make it horrible handwriting.
No,
they were all double dates.
What's your number?
A friend hit me up and was like, hey, double date this time. This is what we're doing. I'm like, okay.
Are you guys ready for the next one?
Which is close.
Okay, let me get my
9, 3, 1, 2.
I'm gonna do on the
you
order
go
of this.
You go down.
I need to hold on. Let me add. I need to do a picture here. I can't guarantee anything. Let's see. Hold on.
No.
Come here. I need to know. I have to show. No, I have to do this so that I can contact people. Come here. Ready? Hold on. Here. Ready. You're the first one.
Is that your phone?
Second one was.
Yeah.
Jenna.
Hold up. Jenna.
Okay. And then the next one.
What?
Who's this one? Hanson.
Oh,
Sorry. Here.
I need to take them in order.
Great. I have a picture of her.
Hey, where's yours? Put yours on there.
Yeah, I will.
Hopefully you took a good
I'll put not pictured. Okay, who's the next one?
And she hasn't contacted.
Cade.
Cade? Here you go, Cade. Ready? Okay, and Estelle. Got it. Okay, go ahead and write it down. And then we're going to have to move off the stage.
What he looks like, so
yeah, we don't know what he looks like, so he shouldn't get to know what we
I'll
look
show
like.
You. He's adorable.
I will probably dress
he's
like
about this tall.
You have to say we signed with that before
what?
We saw a picture of him.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay,
you
I will.
Right.
Okay, ready? Got it. Okay.
Cool.
Let
him
know
so
that
fun.
You're a really good salesman.
I will.
You
sold yourself. You know what? Let your parents do
sorry, Brianna.
Stuff.
I didn't mean to kick you out.
No, it's okay.
We're just getting numbers.
Perfect.
I'm serious. If you want to write them down. Hey, it's not just about dating my son or my daughter. It's about going on groups, doing stuff. Like, I plan fun activities. Yeah, it's from different towns, getting to know people.
Wait,
you
I have
to?
A question.
You
what's,
can,
what's your what's son's name?
Hunter.
And where is he from?
He's from Aberdeen.
Do you know this kid named Jaden?
Jaden what?
I don't know his last name. I have a picture.
All right, guys, we,
so
we've got, can everybody hear me?
Yeah,
we have. We're going to get the projector going here in a second. I'm not sure exactly what's wrong with it. But I was going to start with a story anyway, so I'll just start telling stories. And when they fix that, we'll go back to that. Sound good?
Yeah.
You guys, I am so excited. This is the presentation I've been most excited to share this entire. I'm speaking 5 different times, and this is the one I've really been looking forward to the most. So you guys, hopefully it goes well, and we can learn a few things. How many of you guys are seniors or juniors or seniors? Raise your hand. So, you're not. Good. So we got a few of you guys that are in this boat. Let me start by telling you a story. This is not a Boy Named Levi story. This actually happened to me. unlike that other story that totally wasn't me. So when I was about 12 years old, you guys have to understand, I love sports. So even today, I love playing any sport that I possibly can. And when I was 12, I played baseball. And baseball is a really interesting sport. How many of you guys play baseball? Any baseball players? Love baseball? Anybody doesn't like baseball? A couple people? Okay. So in baseball, I play left field. Now, for those of you guys who play baseball, you know that there's a reason that a guy like me gets stuck in left field. It's because you can't catch the ball to save your life. Because no one really hits the left field. Now, I could throw really, and I pitched as well, so I was a left player. And I could hit, but I had a hard time. I don't know what it was. I could catch anything else, but it was something about this coordination of the baseball. I just wasn't very good at it. So I was a left fielder. One day, we were playing a game. I was on the A's. Our team was the A's. And I was playing against, I think, the Braves or something. And I was out in left field just doing my normal thing, just kind of kicking it, picking dandelions, just kind of waiting for everything. Yes?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Actually, that presents a presentation up
is
here.
Is that supposed to be plugged in? Because I can get my input right in that board.
I don't know, actually. There's looks like there's an HDMI here that might be unplugged, they're saying.
We might have rerouted it.
They might have used a computer on the last one. And so they might have just plugged it straight into here.
Yeah, that might be the one that they're looking for.
But I don't know where it goes.